What about a...
And a lot of people catch these bass fish with artificial bait.
A kind of insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into the light.
Well, we have all kind here, but I don't know what the name of them is. I see them every night outside that light. They fly around there and fly into the light before they had them big glows on them, get burnt and they'd fall down on the ground. But most of these lights now, the bulb up inside of a big light and there's a big glow around on the outside.
Well, you know, the kind, if you grab it, powder will come off in your hand. Flies around the light.
Oh, the, yeah, let me see. Well, we got one kind here. I don't know whether y'all got them up there. We got a bug here, flies at night. They call them lightning bugs. When it flies, it looks like a light on the back. You ever see them little kind of bugs? In the summertime, you have them here when they fly at night. We call them lightning bugs.
Do you have something called a candle fly or moth miller?
No, I guess if I've seen them, I didn't know what they called them.
What about something that's... It's an insect about this big, a couple inches long. It's got
legs on it.
Well, now it's got two pairs of wings. It's a real pretty sort of...
Butterflies.
Well, no, it's got four wings in all, see. And it'll fly around damp places, maybe.
Well, we have another kind of a thing flies around here. They call them moths. And then we have the butterfly.
What does the moth look like?
Well, it has two wings, but it's long and has a long tail on it. And like you say, if you pick it up and handle it, it gets stuff on it, gets on your hand. Look like a graphite or something. It's kind of a gray looking stuff comes off of it.
Do you have something around here called a skeeter hawk?
Yeah, we got skeeter hawks.
What about snake doctor or snake feeder? Snake doctor or snake feeder?
I don't think we have them yet, but we got the skeeter hawk here. And then we've got plenty of skeeters. Regular old skeeters. We got a little yellow, little gray looking skeeter stays around here at night. Sometimes you can't hardly sit out there on the porch at night in the summertime. And then we have these great big mosquitoes in the woods. They have bills about that long. And we have another skeeter they call Malal skeeter. They say if they bite you sometime, they put malaria in you. I don't know whether they do or not.
What kinds of insects will sting you?
Well, we got bumblebees here. Yeah, they'll sting you. We got wasps. We got yellow jacket. We got honeybees. What makes a honey? They'll sting you. When a honeybee sting you, he can't sting you but one time because that back end pulls off. He leaves the stinger in you. Then you got to get it out. The whole back end part of his intestine goes with it. When he sticks it in you. But a wasp, as long as he stay on you, he just keeps stinging you.
How many of those will be in a nest?
Well?
How many will be in a nest?
What, the honeybees?
No, the wasps.
The wasps. Well, I've seen hives. We got all kind of wasps here. We got the big red wasps. We got one kind of called the guinea wasps. They build a nest in the grass. A little nest is about that big. They have 10, 15 on it. They
hurt, 10 or 15?
Young ones on the nest. Old ones either.
Old
walls be 10 or 15 on that nest. And they make a comb, you know, and it's full of little bees. When they sting, they hurt pretty bad, too.
What then about something that builds a nest like this?
That's a hornet.
And
I reckon, I guess it's several hundred of them in there. I've seen them hornet's nests big around as that lampshade, yonder, and they run out in a funnel shape. They hang them on a limb. I don't see how to do it on a stem like that. It'll hang it on a limb in the woods. I've seen plenty of them back down that swamp.
Where does the yellow jacket build his nest?